Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is John chapter 7, verses 40 through 53. The Reverend Sean Danzer is preaching. The broadcast to chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from John the 7th chapter. When the crowds heard these words, some of the people said, "This really is the prophet." Others said, "This is the Christ." But some said, "Is the Christ to come from Galilee? Has not the scripture said that the Christ comes from the offspring of David and comes from Bethlehem, the village where David was?" So there was a division among the people over him. Some of them wanted to arrest him, but no one laid hands on him. The officers then came to the chief priests and Pharisees, who said to them, "Why did you not bring him?" The officers answered, "No one ever spoke like this man." The Pharisees answered them, "Have you also been deceived? Have any of the authorities or the Pharisees believed in him? But this crowd that does not know the law is accursed." Nicodemus, who had gone to him before and who was one of them, said to them, "Does our law judge a man without first giving him a hearing and learning what he does?" They replied, "Are you from Galilee too? Search and see that no prophet arises from Galilee." They went each to his own house. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Jesus said, "I have not come to bring peace on earth, but a sword and division." Again, John's Gospel expands Holy Week across 3 years, and it shows us that the antagonism against Jesus built. It lets us peer into the private conversations and plots of the Jews, and how the division ramps up over time. The temperature rises, the plot thickens. Now, perhaps you are averse to conflict. Even unbelievers can be culturally Christian at Christmas. In light of yesterday's feast, it's easy to hear the choir singing in exultation, "Peace on earth," and to count yourself a citizen of heaven above. But the critical hour for which the Christ came is his wondrous conflict. Stupendous combat, strange and dreadful strife. When the long woven plots came to a head and Jesus of Nazareth is killed at last. These events are not celebrated by the cultural Christian. He marks his calendar to plant potatoes or split beehives on Good Friday, not to embrace the crucifix. And such thinking also can capture us Christians too. Whenever Good Friday becomes mostly a sad Friday, waiting for a happy Sunday a few days later. Now, we dared to say and sing this week, "Here would I stay and sing." And this, for all of that hymn's rhetorical overstatements, is right on point. We must embrace the hour of Jesus' death, and we must, as Christians, abide there. We must treasure the image of Christ crucified, be sad whenever it is taken away from us for a time. And as the chorale says with all audacious accuracy, the death of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we celebrate with one accord. It is our comfort in distress. Indeed, not only in Passiontide and Holy Week, but also as often as we eat this bread and drink his blood, we proclaim his death until he comes. Now, to do such a thing, to press on and know him right at the height of his conflict and celebrate his death, to do such a thing, you must believe his words. He is the prophet like Moses who brings forth living water to eternal life. Some of the crowd believe it. He is the Christ. He is the glory of his people Israel, who enlightens the Gentiles, as others suggest, and they believe it. He is the offspring of Abraham, of David from Bethlehem also, just as Matthew and Luke detail, though some in the crowds are not aware. And his words have a profound impact on those officers, that is, the Jewish guardsmen who were sent to capture him but can't bring themselves to do it. No one ever spoke like this man. Even Nicodemus is starting to come around. Jesus' words must win us over too, and not to bring us peace on earth, but so that we may endure division and sword ourselves. His words tell us that it is necessary that he suffer and die and rise again, that this is the ransom that he is paying, that here is where the shepherd is laying down his life for his sheep, that when he is lifted up, he will draw all people to himself, that just like Moses lifted up the serpent on the pole in the wilderness, so the Son of Man will be lifted up and given, so that whoever believes in him may not perish, but have everlasting life. And when these words of Jesus have won us over, then they lead us to embrace not only his cross, the blessed centerpiece of history and the salvation of the world, even of me, but it also leads us to take up our own crosses daily and to follow him. Learn from Jesus to embrace conflict, not as a pugnacious champion, but as more than conquerors through him who loved us. And so learn not to shrink back from the division which believing Jesus' words will bring. It will cut through cultural appreciation in a moment. But also it will cut between family members and between friends, and it will even pierce to the division of your own soul also. So take it then from our most highly favored lady. The sign of the cross marks his blessed ones, those who hear the word of God and keep it. Now, I know this is audacious encouragement right before Holy Week, that you should be better than his own disciples in the critical hour. But that is the call of the passions and the call of the Gospels which feature them. The disciples in particular, they did not stay and sing at the critical hour. They faltered at the cross. And only by the Lord's petitions and pardons, only by his wounds which make glad, were they returned to his words to embrace his cross. John alone saw it firsthand, and his testimony is true, but it is expressly so that you who have not seen might yet believe. And likewise, the Lord prayed that Peter's faith would not so utterly fail, and then that after he was restored, he might strengthen his brothers. Well, let it be so now, that the apostles' teaching would lead you to embrace both his word and his cross without any falter. And furthermore, in light of the great hatred and prejudice that is levied against Galilee in today's reading, take as your example the other man who stayed to see the conflict, that lone Roman centurion who testified, "Truly, this man was innocent, truly, the Son of God." Now, he was neither a Pharisee, nor was he a member of the crowd, but the only other centurion mentioned in the Gospels is the one whose son who was healed, the one whose faith was praised in Capernaum in Galilee. Our Lord did not find such faith in Israel, but by his word and by his cross and by his passion, he would work such faith in you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.